South Dakota's grasslands are at peak production as warm season species ramp up and cool season grasses begin to decline. Understanding the production potential of pasture and range aids ranchers in better matching their grazing demand with what's available. It all begins with monitoring the grass, according to State Rangeland Management Specialist Emily Rohr with the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Always important to go look at your pastures before you turn out, just to see how much production is out there and to match what's out there with animal demand, how many cows or sheep or whatever livestock you're using, how many you put out there.
Determining the amount of forage available for grazing isn't always easy, but the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition offers several tools to aid in the measurement, starting with a grazing stick.
It's like a yardstick that has some different calculations on it, so you can go measure grass height, and then there's some different calculations that will help you get to the production. Or you can get a hoop of a known size and clip your grass at ground level and then weigh it, and then you can get a measurement that way as well.
The coalition also hosts numerous grazing schools each summer, educating ranchers on forage species, their production cycle, and how to best gauge how much is available for grazing. An East River grazing school near Summit is slated for July 22nd through the 24th. A Central South Dakota grazing school at Chamberlain will be September 9th through the 11th. Rohr encourages ranchers to invest in their operation by learning from experienced grazers as well as state and national experts at a South Dakota grazing school. For all the details, visit sdgrass.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.